Ilm or knowledge is one of three. Ayatun muhkama, or sunnatun qa'ima, or faridatun adila. One of three things. And ulama have interpreted this in this way. Either something regarding your beliefs, something that help you understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation, the way that this world is governed, or something related to akhlaq, to way that you can improve your habits, you can improve your qualities, or something related to your legal requirements, to the practical rulings. Three types of knowledge which are very important. To know where you are from, where you come from, what is your origin? Are we just outcomes of blind accidents? Just something has happened, some explosion or something has happened, and gradually or at once. Some people say gradually as a result of evolution, some people say at once life was created, whatever. Are we just products of accidents, or we are created carefully and wisely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a very important question. And this can change all your way of life, or your way of thinking and planning for your life. If I know that I am from Allah, coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this gives me, first of all, courage. This gives me a sense of belonging and a sense of relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that I am a stranger in this world. I am put in this world by the one who owns this world. Okay? So I am a guest. I am not asylum or refugee. I am a guest in this world. This is very important. And also, we should know what is the present situation. Rahimallahu imra'an arafa min ayn wa fi ayn. Where are we? What is our current situation? What is the nature of this life? What is the reality of this life? Is this life eternal, or this is a very short and temporary life? There are many verses in the Quran about the reality of this life. Some of them you will find it in the book. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لحو ولعب وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. Beware that this worldly life is one of five. Is لحو ولعب. لعب means play, it's like game, la'ib. Then laugh means like some kind of amusement and entertainment, something just make you busy. And then zina, adornment. And then tafakhur means you mention your own sources of pride and honor and say, oh, I am better than you. And takathur, you want to have more and more. Some ulama say this refers to five successive stages of life. When we are a child, the most important thing for us is playing and games. When we are teenager, the most important thing is lahv. Lahv is different from lab. Lahv is to make yourself busy. So this is when they ask, what should we do in our extra time? We are bored. They want something just to make them busy. And then when someone becomes young, then zina, adornment, to look beautiful. So about hairdressing, about a style of dressing, all the things to make yourself beautiful. Then after that, when someone has found a job and has some maybe degree, some study or whatsoever, some business, then it's a matter of tafakhur and takathur. You want to say that I am better off, I am better than others, I have this and that, and also I have more. If you have two children, I have three children. If you have one house, I have two houses. If you have one car, I have two cars. Or other things. If you have written one book, I have written two books. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even people were so ignorant that they were saying, I am better than you because we have more graves in our cemetery. Alhaakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. So we have more graves in our cemetery, so we are better than you. So this is the nature of this life. But this is the apparent and the first appearance of this life. But this life has another dimension. And this can be something through which we can achieve pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have in hadith, Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This can be a farm in which we can plant for our akhirah, to harvest in akhirah. So it's very important to know our present situation, to know what is the reality of this life. There is an ayah which is very important, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'dallahi haqq, fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu al-dunya, wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur. O people, this is not only for believers, O people, verily Allah's promise is true. I am very sorry to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to put emphasis to make us believe that His promise is true. Anna ba'dallahi haqq. Why we don't accept Allah's promise and He needs to emphasize. So His promise that there would be eternal life for you is true. His promise that everyone will taste death, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. So, do not let this life deceive you. And do not let shaitan, who is gharur, gharur is different from ghurur. Gharur is the one who deceives a lot. Do not let shaitan deceives you. So this is the nature of this life, and we should know, and also our future. We should know what can we become, what is waiting for us, what we can achieve. So, if we know properly our origin, our present situation, our future, and the way these interact, what can I do today so that I can have happiness in future? This is very important. Because whatever we do now is to secure our happiness in our future. So we should know how these things interact. What are the best things for future? If you want to make a trade, you want to make, for example, some import. If you're bringing some goods to a country and you don't know what is useful to be sold in the market in that country, you will lose. You must know that what are the things which would be purchased quickly, what are the things that can be generate money for you. And these are the things that you can import. We should know what are the things that can secure our happiness in Akhirah, and those are the things on which we should invest. To be able to exercise our freedom wisely, we need to have proper knowledge. Although power and desire are important and are required, but more or less everyone is given power and desire. What we need deliberate attempt to achieve is knowledge, especially knowledge about our origin, about our present, about our future, and the way these can interact. What kind of action today can help me tomorrow? What kind of negligence today can harm me tomorrow? These are the things that we need to learn. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.